Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam. My beautiful wife, Kelly, is taking the day off from podcasting because work, stress, and she just needs to chill the fuck out. She needs time away from everyone and everything. So it's just going to be me this week. And so please bear with us. I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but we all know Kelly is the sexy one with the sexy voice. And anyway, if you want to send her a message, send her a message on Instagram. Just say, hey, thinking of you, wish you well, something along those lines. But regardless, our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. And so you can check us out on there. You can check us out at thenakedrelationship.com. But we have some exciting news, something that I'm pretty stoked about because I understand that this can potentially be a barrier when signing up for a new subscription service. Because we all have a million subscription services, right? Whether that's Netflix, Hulu, you know, maybe a food service like Blue Apron, or regardless, we all have a bunch of services that are subscription based, and a lot of them can kind of get a little bit too much because for various reasons. But when you have a choice to add in another subscription service that is going to be worth it, but it's something that someone suggest to you that, hey, you should totally check out this subscription service. Sometimes you might think, well, I'm already paying for this and this and this, but sometimes those subscription services drop their price for a trial membership. And that's exactly what we are talking about today. Today we're talking about altplayground.net. They are giving you 3 days for just 399 pennies. Ladies, that is only $3.99 American. So I don't know why anyone wouldn't just jump on that experience because, one, we're on it. It's amazing. We do have a community on there. Check us out. But also, you can listen to our podcast on there while you are listening or while you are looking for your next sexy play date. So with that being said, jump on and experience features like the big sexy wall where you can see a lot of sexy pictures from the sexy members that are also on Alt Playground like Kelly and I. You can also see content from creators like on our podcast corner. You can see clubs and exclusive videos in the video corner. Plus, you can connect with sexy, sex-positive people from across the country. And so for me and Kelly, we personally use Alt Playground outside of our podcast membership login that we have. We actually pay for it out of pocket so we can give you the real opinion without being, yes, they sponsor the podcast, and no, we did not approach them for this additional membership because we want to be able to give you the unbiased truth. And the unbiased truth is that this is an amazing fucking platform. It's one that I really enjoy using. I know Kelly does too. I love, love, love the interface and how it looks. I also love how it's mobile responsive, but I also love the big sexy wall. I think that is an awesome way to feature new members or other members that post naughty pictures. And all the content that's on there, it's not just visual, right? So you've got our podcast on there. You've got the video corner on there. You've got a whole lot of different avenues of content that you can essentially just go down a rabbit hole with on Alt Playground, aside from trying to meet up with a new sexy play partner. So that is altplayground.net. Link is in the show notes. So if you want to do that, please jump on that. Remember, it's $3.99 for a 3-day trial. So you're not locked into a month after month subscription. We hope you like it. I'm sure that you will. We love altplayground.net. So check them out. You can also join our community by following an additional link in the show notes below. All right, guys, so a little bit of a change for today. It's going to be just me, like I said, but we've got some topics to cover. Kind of one of them is going to kind of play a little bit off of this past episode. And then the other one is going to kind of play into something that you might have seen on our Twitter. So kind of piggybacking off of last episode, the thing that really sticks out to me about that episode is, why is one okay but not the other when they're essentially the same thing, just one or two small details have been switched? Such as, specifically last episode, why is it okay for you to watch porn and all these other things, but then you still publicly shame? Regardless, you know, stuff like that. But why is it okay for one gender to enjoy penises, but not everyone else? Why is it gay to take a penis up the ass or a dildo or a strap on? We have a G-spot in our ass. Like, I don't know if you know that, but hey, it's there. It feels great, I think. But regardless, why is one okay but not the other? And we could go really fucking deep with that discussion, no pun intended, about sexual nature, but we could totally go really deep and non-sexual with it and really get into sociological views dating back thousands of years, okay? But we're not going to do that. We're going to kind of stay surface level sexual in nature. So one thing that is widely accepted as okay is that men are pervs. Your stereotypical male is a perv. We're pigs, whatever. But women, it's not okay. Like, it's frowned upon, it's shunned, you don't talk about it. If you do, you're a slut and not in a good way. It's very discriminatory and very unfair. So, for example, it's I don't know if some people are just more reserved, probably because of it being shunned, but the bottom line is, if I go out and I, like, get caught by other people checking someone out, here's a better one. If we go into a bar and I am going out of my way to flirt with someone, first off, I don't even know what the fuck I would do. But for the sake of this example, we all know that I don't really have any game. For the sake of this example, pretend like I do. I go up to this lovely person and I start flirting, maybe buying a drink, or, you know, maybe start making the first move if it's consensual. And however, if you flip that, a female doing that to a stereotypical male is frowned upon. Oh, she's thirsty. Oh, she's a slut, a thought, a whore, all these other things. Why? It's like we're all in that bar for a number of reasons. And the most popular one is probably pleasure, enjoyment, relaxations, maybe picking up a date or a person to play with, connect with, anything like that. And so why is it okay for me to do it to a female, but not for a female to do it to me? Why is that particular female going to be shamed and shunned because she's approaching someone that she finds attractive, right? Now, there are a lot of cases where this is okay, such as if it's a celebrity, right? Maybe Kelly runs into Ryan Reynolds or what's that fucker that plays Iron Man? Robert Downey Jr. Maybe she runs into those two fuckers and was like, oh my God, I would totally love to suck your huevos and your burrito. That would be okay. But if it was some random schmuck in a bar or in a grocery store or in a library or whatever, that wouldn't be okay. I do not understand that. And if you can think of any more examples, let me know. And I would love to talk about it here on the show. Maybe we could have you on as a guest on our show to talk about it. So there's one example. Another example is, why is it okay for a female, a stereotypical female, to take it, let's say, to take a dick, but it's not okay for a male, your stereotypical male, to take a dick, whether that's in the mouth, whether that's in the ass, whatever body part you want to put it in. Why is one okay and not the other when they are essentially the same thing, seeking the same exact feeling, an orgasm, or connection with your partner? I just don't understand, and I'll never understand, why is one okay when the other is not? Now, for some people, they might quote biblical reasons. I'm not religious, so I'm not into that. I can't speak to that. But when you're after just pleasure, just pure pleasure, and you find yourself potentially wanting something else in addition to what you already have, maybe that's a new toy that you want to work in or a new kink you want to work in, but you can't tell your partner, hey, babe, I think I want you to, like, get a strap on and, like, use it on me. Like, why can't you tell her that? Because you're going to be shunned and it's not the okay thing to do. And I don't understand that one either. I really do not understand why one is okay and the other is not. You can pound that asshole as hard as you can, regardless of gender. And if it's done right, it's going to feel great. There's nothing gay about it. There's nothing homosexual about it. Again, like I mentioned earlier, we have G-spots in our booty holes. It's just the way it is, okay? What's another one? Ooh, here's one that's specifically lifestyle related. And Kelly has experienced this one, actually. And I have maybe experienced this one. So if you primarily play alone and your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, your significant other, doesn't typically play alone, doesn't really get a lot of dates, like me, but you do. And so you're going on dates and you're having fun, you're fucking other people, you're living the best lifestyle that you can. Now, your significant other finally gets a date, goes and plays with this particular person, comes home, and you're a bit, you're just, you don't know how to feel. You're like, oh my God, did they really just fuck someone else? Did they, I can't believe they did that. Why is, like, that's not okay. Like, I don't want you to kiss me right now. You have all of these emotions. Kelly had that. If our longtime listeners remember back in, I believe it was June of last year, I had a play date and it was my first real time playing alone other than with people that we already knew. Shout out to Destiny and Daniel. And I get home, Kelly doesn't want anything to do with me. She's like, don't kiss me, go shower, brush your teeth, use mouthwash, all these other things, because she had never experienced that side of it before, you know? And I understand it can be a lot, because it was a lot for me. Now, granted, not everybody has the same reaction. At first, when Kelly started sleeping around with other people, I was excited. I mean, fuck, she would drive to my work and she would tell me about it in the parking lot, and I would get so fucking worked up that it was difficult to walk in there without people asking me if there was a banana in my pocket. So everybody handles it differently, but I'm not calling Kelly out specifically, but I'm using that as an example because a lot of people in this lifestyle experience it. I have plenty of friends here locally that have experienced that same feelings that Kelly experienced, and potentially you as well. And so that's another example. So please just try to keep an open mind regardless of what the situation is, because you never know, you might enjoy it. And when those negative feelings end, you probably will enjoy it. And if you don't, that's a conversation for you and your internal self to have, as well as with your partners, because you might not like something at the end of the day. It might not turn you on, but that doesn't necessarily make it a bad thing to let your significant other do or anything like that. So that's that topic. Now, I do want to get into another kind of a new segment today, and that is our weekly Twitter polls that we are going to do. And you might have seen a few of them previously where they're talking about, hey, fellow podcasters, do you tell your play partners, potential play partners, that you have an OnlyFans, or not an OnlyFans, a podcast that's lifestyle related? Do you tell them about it? Yes, no, maybe. Do you enjoy pubes? Yes, no, maybe. Stuff like that. And so the one that we're going to talk about today is, for people who enjoy consensual wanted dick pics, do you enjoy limp dick pics? Now, my wife, Kelly, enjoys limp dick pics. And one other person that has been mentioned a lot here on the show, Melissa, she also enjoys them. And I do believe that the play partner that I last had a play date with, where I miraculously had game, which I really had no fucking clue what the hell I was doing. I just was uncomfortable and asked a question and we went and played. Anyway, I'm pretty sure she does too. I haven't outright asked her, but sometimes I send her some and you can tell she's a little giddy in response. So this is an interesting one because there was three answers, yes, no, and sometimes. And sometimes got 20% of the votes. Yes and no were split evenly at 40%. So I think that's pretty interesting because it kind of, and I know that this was like a little bit of a smaller response poll, but regardless, it's definitely not going to speak for everyone in the world. Let's go ahead and like make that known. It's probably not even going to be anywhere close to our entire audience, but I do think it's very interesting because for men or penis owners, especially people that love to send unsolicited dick pics, I feel like the majority of us penis owners, we have it in our mind that whoever we're sending the dick pic to wants to see it hard 100% of the time, no questions asked. It's always got to be hard, always. Otherwise, it's going to look tiny. It's going to look like a micro penis. Shout out Mike Rowe. And so it's just, you know, it's very easy. And I feel like it's very understandable how penis owners can derive that or come to that conclusion, because at least for me, because I've heard several women look at a limp dick and say, that's as big as it gets. And it's like, no, you know, but so I guess maybe that that plays in the back of our mind or something along those lines. But it's just, it's so ignorant to just assume. One, you should never send an unsolicited dick pic. Never do that. Always try to establish a dynamic first and then maybe later on, like, regardless. It's just, it's interesting to me that there is a little bit of a market for limp dick pics. And because I never would have thought that. I never knew that people enjoyed limp dick pics until Kelly and I got together. And for her, the reason she loves it is because she loves little tiny things. That's why she loves my dick. I'm kidding. But regardless, she loves little tiny things. And because of that, she loves playing with my flaccid penis. Like when we're cuddling, she just loves to grab it, play with it. She calls it a little jelly bean or something. I don't really know. But that's why she enjoys it. And I think the other part that she might subconsciously enjoy is because I know for a fact that she enjoys the feeling of blowing a limp dick and making it bigger, making it more erect, if not fully erect. She loves the feeling of that happening within her mouth because she is causing that sensation, right? So maybe that is why she is in love with limp dick pics. You know, whether it's me, whether it's other people, she loves limp dick pics. Don't get me wrong, she likes hard dick pics, but for her specifically, I don't think it's as much as a limp dick pic. Now, other people may vary. I, on one hand, I'm not opposed to a limp dick pic. My judgment is a little cloudy on because of a few reasons. No one's really sent me one. And the other one is on Grindr and all these apps, people just send you a dick pic before you can even read their first text message to you. And I typically block those people because it's like, hey, I'm not really interested in being your friend. I just want to pound your little asshole or something like that. Here's my dick. Like, that's all that I'm getting from that picture that you sent me before you even send a message with text in it. Because for fuck's sake, like, I want friends out of this too. Like, I would like to be friends and hang out and then maybe play if it gets that far. If not, no big deal, right? But, you know, that's, I don't know. So the reason why I wanted to post that poll on Twitter is because I've been toying around with the idea of having an OnlyFans for myself. And full disclosure here, I am not a typical sex work content creator. I only have a podcast. Whether or not you label that as sex work, because we do talk about our lives and sexuality and lifestyle, swinging and stuff like that. If you want to label it as sex work, fine. If not, fine. Regardless, I understand watching Kelly and other people that I know personally, as well as people that I pay attention to on social media that are active sex workers, that talk about the struggles of being sex workers, whether that's on social media, whether that's in person. I understand how fucking hard it is and how much hard work comes with it. Now, I don't expect this to be easy by any means, and I'm not saying that it will be. What I am specifically saying is that I would potentially be open to having an OnlyFans account that is specifically only limp dick pics of Pepe, my penis. And I'm not saying I'm going to sell customs. I'm not saying I'm going to interact with fans. Who knows? But what I am saying is that I have toyed around with the idea, and I understand that if I did want to make money off of it, instead of just doing it really just for fun, it's night and day. It's going to be a lot more work. But what I am saying is, like, I have toyed around with the idea of doing it because I am kind of self-conscious with my penis, to be honest with you. It's not huge. It's not thick. It's, Kelly calls it average, whatever. But my point is, I think it would be fun. And I'm not expecting to make a shit ton of money. I'm not expecting to make a dollar, honestly. Might even make the fucking thing for free. But it's really with the intent of just posting some shit out there in a safer environment where it's not potentially going to get deleted. Shout out Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and a few others. And just having fun with it. I'm not taking it with the intention of, let me make a fuck ton of money and connect with a lot of people. I'm not taking it that way. I am taking it in the sense of, let me just throw a couple of dick pics out there in a safer environment. And that's what that poll was really about, was because I wanted to figure out if there was, one, a little bit of a market. Even, you know, 40% of 15 votes would be, what, six votes maybe? So six people, if you all subscribe to that, I think that would be cool as shit. If I get one subscriber other than my wife, because, you know, she's going to subscribe, I think that would be awesome. But it's not something that I expect to buy a house off of. It's not something that I expect to do custom videos for and photo shoots and stuff like that. I don't. And for those of you who do take it seriously, major fucking props to you. I respect the fuck out of you. I understand how much hard work it is. And I respect you guys. There's so much. It's so mentally draining trying to connect with everybody and do all these custom orders and just, it's just a lot of work. And I understand that. And I please don't think that I'm encroaching on your space. I'm not trying to do it in that way. I'm just trying to have fun. And honestly, I don't care to make money from this. So regardless, if that's something that you think that you might like to subscribe to, if money wasn't the thing, let me know. I think that would be pretty interesting. And I'm not talking about like me specifically. And if I do do it, it's probably going to be separate from the podcast. Maybe. I haven't made that decision yet. I haven't even made the final decision if this is something I'm going to do or not. But I do think that it does intrigue me, to be honest. Let me know what you think. And with that being said, please do not forget that altplayground.net is going to give you 3 days for just 399 pennies. Pennies. $3.99. And so please check them out. We fucking love them. Join our community on there. Listen to us on the podcast corner. And when we show our faces, chances are it's going to be on Alt Playground first. So we love Alt Playground. They are not only an amazing sponsor, but they are an amazing company with some amazing people and some amazing podcasters representing them. Not just us, but you got Brian and Brenna from Port Swingers. You got The Crazy Truth. Cole, hope you feel better. You've got Swingin' Flamingos. You've got so much more, so much more. And if there's anyone that you want us to try to have on our show, let us know. We would love to work with other podcasters in terms of coming on their show, them coming on our show, stuff like that. Let us know. But more importantly, don't forget to check out altplayground.net. And you can find us on social media at TNR Podcasts. That's plural. And our website is thenakedrelationship.com. Don't forget to send Kelly a message saying, hey, girl, we love you. Hope you're doing all right. And what am I forgetting? Also, fullswapshop.com, buy our merch, check it out, and send us a picture with you holding our merch, wearing our merch, whatever, and we'll feature you in our social media. We think that would be fucking amazing to have you guys on our social media. Also thinking about doing a Patreon, so if you have anything on there that you would like to see, let us know. We are open to suggestions. So anyway, lovely people, love you guys. Thank you for listening. And if you are in the United States, please do not forget to vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not even bringing up the political parties. I am just saying, please do your part and vote. Have a good night.